Dr. Kizza Beach said the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment is extremely concerned about the emergence of COVID-19 cases in emergency shelters. She said the cases were detected in both private and public shelters.
Especially worrying is the fact that we have now picked up 5 COVID-positive patients among evacuees. 2 of those persons were actually in the homes of relatives, so that we have exposure within a private home, and the other 3 persons, 1 in 1 shelter, exposing 12 persons in that family, and 2 persons in another shelter, exposing around 8 persons in that shelter immediately as close contacts. So we are in the process now of doing contact tracing and extensive testing of those contacts, but we are extremely concerned.
That was Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizza Beach. Regionally, Director of the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, Dr. Carissa Etienne, has called on the region to ramp up public health measures to prevent a spike in COVID-19 cases, as she warned that COVID-19 vaccine deliveries to the Americas will be delayed. In Bermuda, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak is 2,023. Internationally, the World Health Organization warns that COVID cases around the world are continuing to increase at a worrying rate. Meanwhile, a new COVID-19 variant in the UK, first identified in India, features 2 new mutations that could be a cause for concern. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.